Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadik Beis. Tzadik Beis, special night edition. Again, we'll see how much we could get in here. This always this time of year is a different schedule, a little shorter dafim, a little nights, days, but we do what we can, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. Okay, so we'll start with Tzadik Aleph and Beis. We will start with Vayomer Shalcheini. It's about 15 lines up from the bottom. That's what we're up to. In a minute, but I just wanted to mention the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss's thought on the end of yesterday's Gemara, the middle of yesterday's Daf, where it says that the Malachim went up and saw Diokno Shalmala, and that is explained by the Mepharshim as they saw Yaakov Avinu's Partsuf. Rashi quotes the Partsuf of Yaakov Avinu on the Kisei HaKavod, and then they came down and they saw Yaakov Avinu. And boy, laskune, what does that mean, Rashi? Machmas kina, they were jealous. They were jealous. So what does that mean, they were jealous? So Rav Asher Weiss explains, another Bali Machshava, that they realized that Yaakov Avinu was able to reach his potential. Exactly, the Yaakov above was the Yaakov below. And that is why the, I don't know, I think he quotes it, but as the Medrash quotes, there were four people in Tanakh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called them by their name twice, double. Avram Avram, Yaakov Yaakov, Moshe Moshe, and Shmuel Shmuel. Right, so those are the four. So Yaakov Avinu is Yaakov. What does that mean? Yaakov Lamalaki, Yaakov Lamata. He reaches his exact potential. Rav Asher Weiss, though, just adds, says maybe this is even alluded to in the words at the beginning of the parsha. Achein Yishel Okim Bamakom Azeva Anochi Lo Yadati. Achein Yaakov Avinu didn't realize the godless that he has as a person. Achein could stand for Aryeh Kruv and Nesher. The other three faces on the Kisei HaKavod. Achein, Achein Yishalokim, Va'anochi, add the Yaakov, Lo Yadati. I didn't realize that I could reach those levels. And that's when the Malachim wanted to come down, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come and protect. That's the hidden message in those words of the Pesukim at the beginning of Ayetze. Okay, and we mentioned the Ramban, about myself, Asim Labanim, and now we continue. Vayomer Shalcheini, Ki Allah HaShachar. So what happens in the morning? Send me because I got to go. The Malach says to Yaakov Avinu, I know I wounded you, but now it's time for me to leave. Let me go. Amar lo. Yaakov says, why are you leaving? Ganavata o kubyustus ata. Right, are you a ganav? Because why do you leave? You're scared of the daylight that people are going to see you? So what are you? Are you a ganav? Or are you a kubyustus, which is somebody who's like going to nefashis? Are you a bandit? So ata shemisyarem in ashachar. You're worried about the morning? What are you so scared about? So Rashi, the Gemara says, Amalo Malachani. Oh, did Yaakov not know he was a Malach until now? Interesting line. Malachani, I'm a Malach. Or is he just saying, let me tell you what a Malach does? He knew he was a Malach. But this thing, Malachani, Umiyom Shenevresi, Lohigiazmani, Lo Marshira Adachshav. Right now is my time to say Shira. Right now. It sounds like from this line that a Malach says Shira once in their life, once in their existence. And, now's the moment. Right? He had a busy day. Right, he's busy 24 hours. First, he had to go fight with Yaakov, and then he had to go sing Shira in the morning. Maybe there's some connection between Dafka after fighting. That's when he sings the Shira. Maybe now he can sing the Shira properly about what he thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nivraim. Okay, so that is the Malach had to leave right away in the morning. So Messiah Lele Rav Chanan El Amarav, the Rav Chanan El Amarav. This is a proof to Rav Chanan El Amarav, who says Shalosh Kitos Shal Malachei Hashareis Omro Shira Bechol Yom. Three groups of Malachim say Shira every day. Achas Omeres Kadosh, V'Achas Omeres Kadosh, V'Achas Omeres Kadosh Hashem Tzavakos. Right, Kadosh is said by three sets of Malachim. How is that a siyua? Because it shows that each it's not that all the Malachim say everything. Each one has their own job and their own thing to say. So too, that's what you see from the earlier Brice. So the Malach says, no, it's time for me now to go. Meisvei, is that really true that each of the Malachim only say one word and one of them says Kadosh Hashem? Really? The Brisa says, Chaviv and Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yosef and Malachi Hashareis, the Jews are more beloved to Hashem, even more than the angels. How do we know that? She Yisrael omrim Shira b'kol sha'a. Number one, Jews, B'nai Yisrael, can say Shira whenever they want. Open up a Tehillim, say Shira. U'malachi Hashareis, ein omrim Shira ela pamachas bayom. Malachim only say it once a day. V'yamrila pamachas b'shabbos, some say once a week. V'yamrila pamachas b'chodesh, once a month. V'yamrila pamachas b'shana, once a year. V'yamrila pamachas b'shavua, and one say once every 7-year cycle. V'yamrila pamachas b'yovel, and some say once every 50-year cycle. V'yamrila pamachas ba'olam, once in their existence. So the Jews, we get to say Shira all the time. We say Hallel, we say Shira, Malachim, only get to do it once. That's one difference. And then the other difference, which is the one important for us now, the Yisrael maskirin es Hashem achar shtei tevus. We are on the level that we're allowed to say Shem Hashem even after just two other words. After two words, Shenemar, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right after two words, Hachana. So then we're able to say, Shem Hashem. U'malachei ha'shareis, ein maskirin es Hashem alachar gimel tevus. And the malachim only after three words. Shdich kidich siv, kadosh, 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 Hashem svakos. Right, like we say, Vikarazel Zevi Amar, they say to each other, Kadosh Kadosh. You see, they have to say three words. Right, and that's the second difference. Number one, they only say it less times, quantity. And then number two is that it's a quality difference, that we're able to say Shem Hashem after two, they have to wait till after three. And finally, third idea, V'ein Malachei Asharis Omim Shira Lamala, Achi Yomer Yisrael Lamata. The Malachim are not allowed to say Shira until we say Shira. Once we say it, that's their matir. Then they're allowed to say Shir Shenemar, Biron Yachad, Kochve Boker. We Yachad together with the Kochve Boker. What does that mean? Rashi. Yisrael HaMeshulam LeKochavim. The Jews that are compared to stars. So the Kochve Boker are the stars. So to sing with them, Vahadar, only after that, Vayereo, Kobane Elokim. That's when the Malachim sings. You see, they have to wait for us. Right? Kochve Boker. Right? Kochva, like the Pasuk, there was one Jew that was famously called a star. Right here, it says that all the Jews are Nimshal Kochavim, but as we know, Bar Kochva. Bar Kochva, whose real name was Bar Kuziba, the Rambam writes in the end of Malachim, that he, Bar Rabbi Akiva, who thought he was Mashiach, gave him the nickname Bar Kochva, Darach Kochav Miyakov. And really, that's what he thought. But really, Gemara says here that all Jews are called Kochavim. So what's the question? The question is, the previous Brisa seemed to say, Rav Chanan Alamarav seemed to say, that it was three different sets of angels. Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos. The third one is saying Hashem Hashem even after one word. And here you have the Brisa that says, no, the Malachim only allowed to say it after three. Answers the Gemara, Ella, Achas Omeres Kadosh, V'Achas Omeres Kadosh Kadosh, V'Achas Omeres Kadosh 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 Hashem Tzvakos. Meaning we misunderstood the Braisa. What it said before, Kadosh Kadosh and Kadosh Hashem, it meant each one repeats what the other one says, but just adds on a phrase. Period. Stop there for a minute. 2 points. Number one, very interesting, Torah Chaim. Torah Chaim, one of the great Achronim on Chul, and it talks about a lot of the Agadotes also. He says, what does it say in our Gemara? That we only say Shem Hashem after two Tevas, Shema Yisrael. So if you think about everything we do, it's always two words, then Shem Hashem. Mitam zeh, v'chol dover kedusha, v'chol dover chova, shem mutal al adam l'kadeshu l'varech, chazal, were miyaseich, l'ol haskar, z'ashem el'achar, gimel shtei tevis. Kagon! Brachas. All brachas. We don't start a bracha, wouldn't it be interesting if we start a bracha with Hashem's name? Right? I mean, that's how the svardim, when they get up to get an aliyah, so they start off with Shem Hashem. They say Hashem Imachem, and we have to Yerach Hashem. They learn from Boaz. From Boaz. That's why that's the mark of the mark. By Boaz, greetings, the last parak in Brachas discusses that we're supposed to greet people with Shem Hashem. It's a greeting. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Hashem Hashem. That's what we say, Shalom Aleichem. It comes from Boaz. Yerach Hashem Imachem. Why? What do we answer? Yerach Hashem. Hashem's only the second word there. Why? Because you're not being makdim shalom and you don't have that special mitzvah. If you're doing the special mitzvah, you're being makdim, so that's why you get to say Shem Hashem first. If you're only answering, Yevarech Hashem, you get to say. Like, Aleichem Shalom. Also there, it's back. But that's a greeting. But generally, so the Chazal could have come up with a nusach to start with Shem Hashem, but they didn't. So how do we say Baruch Baruch Atah Hashem? There's always two words, just like here. Shema Yisrael, b'chol avarech b'chol yom, b'chazanenin v'chol bracho sheba olam, e maskir ben az Hashem ala'achar shtei tevis, shekulan omri b'rach da Hashem, in that order. Because you can't just go in and jump and say, Shem Hashem. Okay, Shalom Aleichem might be more of a kinui. It's not a mahuti Shem Hashem, it's a kinui, that why might be different. V'chein, says the Torah Eschayim, achar kol tfilo v'tal matork shem basara, kaddish, yiskadal v'yiskadash, shmei rabbah. Two words before shmei. Before Shem Hashem, again, you have the two words of praise, and then you have Shem Hashem. Number two, but after the Chazan says, what do we say? Yehei Shmei. We say Shmei after one word. That's why they have the one word. So the Gemara is about to say, once the process starts of praising, so then you're even allowed to go earlier. We'll see that in a minute. So do we hear, once the first person starts, Yiskadav, Yiskadav, Shmei, then later on in that process, in that same Shevach, one can do it even after one word. Similarly, Barchu. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu, the Chazan says, Baruch Hu es Hashem HaMavorach. The answer, Baruch Hashem, because once he says it, it's Yav Rishu says, we'll see the line in the Gemara in a minute, so then they're allowed to. Yeah.
It's got to be one then, not separate.
I'd say so. So the Shmoneh Esrei is a good question, but that's maybe because of the issues of bracha smucha l'chavrta, meaning what at the end of every bracha you mean?
No. Rafeinu
Hashem. So I guess you have to say the same thing, that once the if you started off with having the rules, then what's called it's Yahav Rishusa. Rishusa has been given for you to talk in that way, and therefore you can say even after one word. You're right, Nechinami. And that's what he says, all of the, again, so you have the brachas, you have Kaddish, and you have Baruch Hu, all three. Number one. Number two, second part I wanted to mention, this is an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Hilchas Shabbos. What does our Gemara say? The Malachim are not allowed to praise until the Jews praise. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if you daven in Sfard, you have a Kasha. Keser Yitnu Lecha Hamoni Mala. Right? They're going to crown you. What about Kesher? What about Kesher? Sha'omim, Kesher Yinulcha, Hamoni Mala, Ve'amcha Yisrael, Kavutzi Mata. Yachad Kulam, Kedusha, the Chayesh, Aleshu, all together. Ve'echashal Omer Kain. Farmin and Bechulin, the Malachim only said after us. Aye, how can it be Yachad Kulam, Kedusha? So, Ve'echomim, Yachad Kulam, Kedusha, Yesh Lomar, the Kivan, the Far Yisrael, Omru, Beshachris, Kedusha. Lachain, Bemusav, Yachon Lomar, Im Yisrael, Yachad. Right, afterwards we could say it, because again, once it was given, we started davening already. Nafkamina, if you daven Musaf before, right? What about on Yom Kippur, though, it's a problem. Because if I remember on Yom Kippur, Nusach Sfar, I think, does Keser by Shachris, even by Shachris. So that's the answer, wouldn't work for that. But in general, it would work. It's interesting that at the end of this piece, again, something that people don't think about, why do we say Shema Yisrael and Kedusha? Say Shema Yisrael plenty of times during davening. Why is there Shema Yisrael and Kedusha? So the Aruch HaShulchan explains, based on earlier sources, that Pamachas, there was a Gzeirah, that we weren't allowed to say Kriya Shema. So we stuck it into Kedusha. They didn't think, like, we're standing, that's not how you say Kriya Shema, you're not covering your eyes. V'yomim Shema Yisrael b'chal Kedusha. Ukshebala ha-Gzeirah, tignu chachamim, sheba'oso hador la-hashira b'musav lezikaron, sheyisparsim ha-nes. Right, so we'll know the Nes Ladoros. Kiva de Mamusuf ain Kriya Shema. Ava B'Shachas Paramar Kriya Shema Kitikuna. Ar Zeruah HaGadol. Goes to Ar Zeruah in the name of Rav Shalom Reish Mesifta, one of the Gaonim. Okay, but you got that right there. The Shabbos morning, Yachad Kulam Kedusha, Nusach Svard. So that is the how it is allowed, because it's only after Shachas. Kasha from Yom Kippur morning. Okay.
We're like Malachim on Yom Kippur.
Like Malachim on Yom Kippur. So we're all the same. They're not waiting for the Jews because we're all in the same boat. Interesting. We're on the same boat. Beautiful. Okay. V'ha'ika, says the Gemara 1 minute. V'ha'ika Baruch. We just said the Malachim always have to have two words. Baruch, right? Baruch Kavod Hashemim, Baruch Kavod Hashemim Komo. Says they only have to two words, not have to three words. Right? So the Gemara says, Ofanim Huda Amrile. No, that's the Ofanim. Right? Not the Malachim, the Ofanim. What does that mean? Rashi, on the bottom of the previous page, Rashi says, Umashani, Baruch ha'ofanim hu ta'amrilei, Sheheim mikisei hakavod atzmo. The ofanim are from the kisei hakavod itself. V'chi amrinan anan, b'malachim. What does that mean, malachim, not ofanim? Different levels of angels. Right, that's what Rashi seems to say. If you look at the Ritva, says, Tosas also talks about this a little bit, also the different levels of angels. Tosas says, the Ritva says, Pirush Rashi, Ofanim, Sheim Lamala Min HaMalachim, V'Hachayos, Sheomrim, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Says the Ritva, V'Tema, Tom Mashma Min HaMikro, Shehachayos, B'Malach Gdol Yoser. Sounds like from other Psukim in Yechezkel that the Chayos are the highest level. And Rashi puts the Ofanim higher. V'Yesh B'Tartzim, Detrei Mini Ofanim Aim. It's a brisker. Two Ofanims. There are two types of ofanims. There's the higher ones and the lower ones. Ve'hanachon, and then he talks about ofanim klapei shemayim, klapei aretz. Either way, the Ritva is talking about the different levels of malachim. Even the Rambam. The Rambam gets into the act here. He, as is known, has a different understanding of what malachim are. Right? Many Rishonim assume they are forces. They are creations. They are nivraim. They have das. They have the Ramban talks about the what are all the midrashim. The Sar of Esav is fighting. We were just talking about it. But the Rambam in Perek Beis of Yisodia Torah also talks about malachim. But there he has a different understanding of what malachim are. But there he talks about ubame yifradu atzuru zumi zuv are gufin. How do you distinguish between malachim that are not physical? They're all non-physical beings. So how do you differentiate? Lufishenin shavin bimitsi usan. Their existence is not equal, though. Elakolechan mehen lamata mima'alaso shel chaveiro v'hu matsui mikocho zelamalamize v'hakol nimsoi mikocho shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tuvo. There's different levels. There's different conceptual, spiritual levels that Malachim are created on. That he says, v'zesh amarnu, and when we say one is higher than the other one, eina milas makom kimo adam shiyoshev l'malam echaveiro. We can't even fathom what this means, that one malach is higher than the other one. It's not like one gets to sit on the stage and one gets to sit lower down. Ela kamo sheomrim b'shnei chachamim she'echad gadol mechaveiro. Like you say about two chachamim, he is wiser than the other one. He is higher in wisdom than the other one. So that's what it means. Kamo sheomrim be'ela she'lamalam in alul. There's a cause and an effect. And then he quotes related to us. Shinui shemos hamalachim al shem ma'alusamu. The different names of Malachim are reflective of their levels. Lefichach nikraim chayos hakodesh, v'heim lamala min hakol. Rambam says, chayos are the highest. V'ha'ofanim, v'ar'elim, v'chashmalim, v'srafim u'malachim, v'elohim, u'bnei Elohim, v'kruvim, v'ishim, kol elu asara hashemos shenikru bahen hamalachim, al shem esra ha'mailos shalahem heim. 10 levels. Umayla she'in lamala mimena elamalas hakel barachu baruch shemo he malas hatsuro shenikris chayus. Hashem's above the chayus. And that's it. And that's the different levels. But here, the Rashi and the Ritva already get into the action here. Okay, so that's the first answer. First answer is that the chayus are able to say, the ofanim are the ones that are able to say it after two, even though the rest are only able to say it after three. V'yibayisema kivan disyayev reshusa isyayev. What we just alluded to. Once the process starts, once reshus was given, once you did kadosh, 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 then you're able to jump and say Shem Hashem even earlier. Fine. Next. Vayasar ala malach vayuchal pasagin Hoshea. That's referring to the fight of Yaakov and the malach. That's why this is here. There's a malach vayuchal bacha vayischanin lo. He cried and he pleaded with him. So one of them became a sar. Vayasar el, right? Vayasar el malach. So he became, who's the vayasar? Right? Who's the yasar? Rashi knows that we're not so familiar with psukim in Hoshea. So Rashi says on top, mikra hu betrayasar. Rashi doesn't say that by a mikra hu bedvarim. Or mikra hu even be shmuel. He says it by a treyasar. He knows we might not be so familiar with the first, even though it's the first of the treyasar. Hoshea. The first of the treyasar, but still, because Rashi feels the need to say mikra betreyasar. So who became the sar? Any of them minas sar lami? Kashihu omer ki sarisa im Elohim, or elam Elohim. But it says you fought with Elohim. Havi omer Yaakov nas sar lamalach. Right? You know the Yaakov because Yaakov won. Yaakov became the sar. He cried and pleaded. Who cried to who? The Malach was pleading. I gotta go say Shira. So he was crying to Yaakov Avinu. Kisarisa im Elohim v'im anashim. Amar Rabba. Remez Ramazlo. The Malach was alluding to Yaakov Avinu about his descendants. Sha'asidim shnei sarim latzeis v'menu. Two princes will come out from Yaakov Avinu, who will exist at the same time, Rosh Gola Shebebavel, the Nasi Sheberet Yisrael. The head of the Resh Galusa, the Rosh Gola, there'll be a head in Bavel, and there'll be a Nasi in Eretz Yisrael. Sometimes they got along very well, sometimes they didn't get along very well, but those are the two heads. Mikan Ramaz Lo Golos, period. And from here, he was Merami Sim Golos, to say that there was going to be a Rosh Gola, obviously, that assumes that there will be a Golos. Right? The whole episode, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, of Gidon Asher, reminded him that even though he was injured, and it was in the dark of the night. That's Choshech, symbolizes Golos. Kodesh Baruch Hu healed him by the morning. Okay, period. If you look in the Rashi discusses how do you darshan from the pasuk Im Elohim v'manashim. Elohim, he says, are the heads of an Eretz Yisrael, because Ad Elohim Yavod Devar Shneim. They have the power of Dayanis, therefore they're called Elohim. Imanashim, that refers to the Rosh HaGola. The Nasi family, as we know, 2 points related. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the Gemara Maseches Gittin, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is given last wishes by Vespasian after Vespasian became emperor. And he said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who had predicted it beforehand, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also helped him out, because the Gemara there says, right after he found out there's good news, he had one shoe on, he was trying to put on his other shoe, and it didn't go on. And so he tried to take off the shoe that he had on. It didn't come off. So he says, what is going on here? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, when you hear good news, you get a little bloated. So therefore, you know what? So what do I do? He says, have somebody who you really don't like walk in front of you. Say, that's what he did. Kachave, he got upset, and he got the opposite. He became skinny again. He was able to get his shoes off or shoes on. Fine. See, he was so happy with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He had predicted his becoming the emperor, and he helped him with the shoes. He says, what do you want? Ask me anything. So he has three requests. What are the three requests? Number one, Tein li yavne v'chachameha, right? Save the Sanhedrin. Number two, get some medicine for Rabbi Tzadok. We need a good doctor. He's been fasting for 40 years because the churban was going to happen. And save Rabbi Gamliel. Save the family line of Rabbi Gamliel. Who is that? That's right here. That's the Nasi. Because that Nasi goes back to David HaMelech. That line goes back to David HaMelech, and that's why he asked it to save. It's amazing. The next line, the Gemara asked the obvious question. Why didn't he ask him not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? So the Gemara says, he didn't know. Maybe that would be refused. And he thought that, oh, what kind of gall do you have to ask me that? That's not in the world of reality. But it's fascinating that the Gemara in Brachos, where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is on his deathbed, and he's talking to his Talmidim, and they say, what do you see? And he says, I see two paths in front of me. I see Gan Eden and I see Gehenim. I don't know where they're taking me down. You don't know where they're taking you down, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. You made all the takanis to Zechel HaMikdash. You were the leader of the Jewish people. You don't know where they're taking you down? Ad Yomoso, he wasn't sure if he made the right decision. Ad Yomoso, he wasn't sure. Maybe he should have asked for the Beis HaMikdash. And he never knew the answer. Until the last day. That's what that you have to read the Gemaras together. The Gemara in Brachas and the Gemara in Gittin. These two Gemaras, you fit together and they shed light on each other. But that's the line of the Nisim that was so crucial because it goes all the way back to David HaMelech. The Ramban discusses this line of the Nisim. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi. Very famous Ramban, which we've spoken about many times in the past. The Ramban on the Pasuk of Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda Umuchokeg Mi Bein Raglav. That's where the Ramban says there's an Isser Doraisa for anyone not from Shevet Yehuda and Malchus and David's family to be the king. Isser Doraisa. Says the Ramban, the whole line of kings in Sefer Malachim were in sin. All of Malchus Yisrael. What should have happened? Shlomo was punished. So during his son's lifetime, Rechavam went, and it was split to Yeravim ben Nevat. But after that, everybody should have come back. So Shlomo was punished. During Rechavam's lifetime, Rechavam was punished. That's it, and come back. But they didn't. They were all living in sin. And that's the well-known Ramban, that the story of Chanukah has a little negative kind of hint in that the Chashmonaim, who were Kahanim, right? So they should have won the war and then given up the Malchus. They became the kings. They should have stepped aside. So many answers given because you don't find this type of source anywhere else. The Rambam doesn't say any negative word about this whole discussion. And the Abar Ben El and others. So everybody explains how there was nobody else. Maybe they don't understand this as an Isser, but the Ramban Lashitaso, who says this possible, to have the Davidic lineage, right? You can't be a king without that. So it goes right back here. This is the promise that the Malach gave Yaakov Avinu. You're going to have the line. You're going to have the line of the Davidic dynasty. Okay? Here we go. Uba Geffen Shlosha Sarigim. And the Geffen, getting back now to the story of the Sar HaMashkim. The first one is going to relate to what we just said. But Sar HaMashkim, the Geffen had three branches. The Geffen that he had a dream about. We are going to have eight different Shatim. What exactly is this pasuk referring to? I'm going to go straight through them. Shlosha Sarikim. Number one. Amar B'chiyah Barabba, Amar Rav. Elu, what are the three symbolize? Sare, Geyim, Ayotim, Yisrael, B'chol, Dor, Vador. The three noble families that are in B'nai Yisrael every generation. Pa'amim, Shishtayim, Kan, V'echad, B'Eretz Yisrael, U'pa'amim, Shishtayim, B'Eretz Yisrael, V'echad, Kan. Sometimes you have two in Eretz Yisrael and one in Bavel, and sometimes the opposite. Yahivu, Rabbana, Ninayu, B'Ravana, Ukva, V'Ravana, Nechemya, B'nai Barti, Darav. So they looked at them. Those were the two that they felt were of nobility. Maybe they were connected to the governments in the generations. So there's always some Jews that are in within nobility. Number one. Number two. Rav Amar. Eilu shlosha sarei gayim shemalamdim schus al Yisrael b'chol dar v'dar. The three nations that always defend the Jews in every generation. Right? How many nations of the UN vote for Israel? Right? Probably about this number. Right? Probably this number right here. The Gemara says it. Where I said it. Yonah D'Yoma. Right here. Yonah D'Yoma. That's right. That's about it. Those are the three great nations. Rashi says that this means, sorry, Goyim. Rashi says it means Malachim. So it's in heaven. But the Pashas isn't. You might understand it as literally. It's always like, let's say, a couple of people who like Israel, but besides that, they're all against. Tanya, number three. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Geffen Zeha Olam. the whole world. Divine symbolizes the world. Shlosha Sarigim is the Avraham Yisrael Yaakov. The three branches are the Avos. Vehi Keforachas also Nitsa Elu HaImos blossomed forth. That's the Imahos, because women symbolizes blossoming children. Hibshilu Eshkalosei Anavim, its grapes became ripe. Elu HaShvatim, right? So it was a vision that the Sar Mashkim saw that Yosef set over, and this was the symbolism of all of these people. Amal Rabbi Yeshua V'chimarnu La'adam Ashahaya. When somebody has a vision, I don't need a vision to tell me what was two generations ago. Give me a vision about the future. Give me a vision about the past. So what's going on here? A vision about the past. So that's not the pshat. Ella, so number four. Geffen, Zetorah. Shlosha Sarigim, Elu, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Right, the future. Right, after Yosef. Vehika, Porachas, Olsanitza, Elu, Sanhedrin. Why? Because they blossom forth with Torah. Hivshilu eshkoloseha anavim elu hatzadikim shebechol dar vadar. So every generation will have its share of tzadikim. Fine. Number five. Amar Rabbi Gamliel. Adayin srichananu lamodai. We need the modiin to mukim lekulei bechad makam. Because he says, that's like all these different generations. It's one tree. It's one tree. So it must be an allusion and a hint to something that's all together. So, Reb Elazar HaModoi Omer, Geffen ze Yerushalayim, Shlosha Sarigim ze Mikdash Melech v'Kohen Gadol. The triumvirate, the Mikdash and the Melech and the Kohen Gadol. V'Ika Barachas Al Sanitza Elu Pirchei Kehuna. The blossoms are the young Kohanim that are running around and making sure everything is taken care of in the base of Mikdash. Hivshilu Ashkolosan Avim Elu Nesachim. Grapes? That's wine. That's what you use in the base of Mikdash. So Reb Elazar HaModoi says it all has to do with base of Mikdash. What does the king have to do with Beis HaMikdash? So at least once every 7 years he has something to do with it. Right? The king reads on Hakel, right? Yesterday's Parsha, mitzvah number 612. Right? The king has something to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Next, Rabbi Shimon number 6. Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mokim La B'matanos. He says it has to do with Matanos, as we will see in a second. Dam Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Geffen Zu Torah. Geffen symbolizes Torah. Meaning, what does Matanos mean? All the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael. Shlosha Sarigim Ze Be'er Amud Anan Uman. Right? That the three gifts that were given, the water and the cloud and the man. Vika Barachas also needs Elu HaBikurim. Bikurim is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hivshila Shlosan Avim Elu Nesachim. So all of them are the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. We've mentioned in the past the Mabit in his Sefer Beis Elokim, where he says, we know there were these three miracles that occurred in the Midbar. We have the Man, we have the Be'er, and we have the Anei HaKavod. Why is it that we only have a holiday for one of them? There's no holiday for the Man, there's no holiday for the Be'er. Maybe Man we do like a Mishnah, but there's no holiday. What do we do for the Be'er? To remember the Be'er. Right? Nothing. Right? But the Anei HaKavod gets his own holiday. Right, so why Dafka that and not the other two? So the Mabit explains, the other two HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of had to give us, bread and water. He's taken out 2 million people to the desert. Obviously, it was miraculous, but he had to give it. What really shows his love for us? The Anei HaKavod. That he didn't have to do. We could have trudged along, and he didn't have to like flatten every mountain and fill up every pothole. But he did. So that really shows his love for us. Six. Next, number seven. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba Amar. Geffen Elu Yisrael. V'chein hu omer Geffen mi Mitzrayim Tasiya. Geffen is the Jews. Geffen from Egypt. Tasiya will travel out. Shlosha Sarigim Elu Shlosha Regalim. She Yisrael Olam Ben Mechal Shana V'Shana. The Geffen with three branches, that's the Shalosh Regalim, that Bnei Yisrael come every year. V'hika Parachas Al Sanitza. What does that mean? Blossoming. Higi Yisman Shal Yisrael. Lefros V'Lerbos. In Mitzrayim, there, it was time for the Jews to have a lot of kids. V'chein hu omer Bnei Yisrael Paru V'Yishritzu. Also, Nitza, Higiyazman Shal Yisrael, Liga El. Right, the blossom came out, time to leave. V'cheinu Amer, V'yez Nitzcham Al Begadai, V'chom Abushai, Migu El. So Moshe Yishayo says that Kaviyachol, a godly being is coming with its Begadim all dirtied with the blood of the enemy, symbolizing that the Mitzriim were overthrown. They have to drink, Mitzrayim has to drink the coast of bitterness. And that's what Rava says, this is talked about Pesach time. Shlosha kosos amurus b'Mitzrayim lama. Why the three kosos? The word kos is used in the context of Mitzrayim. Why? Three times. Echad sheshasa b'mei Moshe. That was the makos. V'echad sheshasa b'mei paranachei. V'echad sheshasa b'mei paranachei. V'echad sheshasa b'mei paranachei. Two have happened already, and one did not happen yet. Period. Okay, that is all number seven. And just one more line to relate it to that. Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. Rabbi Abba told his father, maybe. Rabbi Abba told Rabbi Yirmiyah, you know what? When Rav gave shir, he darshan like you. He liked this drasha. He liked number seven. I think we mentioned a couple of years ago on a yuntif, it's a beautiful thought that Rav Schwab has on Shir HaShirim. At the end of Mayim Basa Shoeva, he has a couple of thoughts on Shir HaShirim, where the Pasuk says about Alil Regel, which was just brought up here, Mayafu, Pasuk Shir HaShirim says, Mayafu Pa'amayach Bina Alayim Bas Nadiv. How beautiful are your shoes? Like Gemara Chagiga Darshins, what do you mean your shoes? It means that B'nai Yisrael go to be Ola Regel. The question is, we Darshin, why the shoes? What are the shoes symbolize? Shoes, you're not allowed to even wear shoes in the base of English. This dafka means that Lila Regal, we darshin from the Na'alayim. So it says Rav Schwab, yeah, the point is that the ikker of a Lila Regal, the ikker mitzvah, is not what you get when you're there. But the ikker is what we take with us when we leave. So that's why it says the shoes, because after you put your shoes on, that's the galus of a Lila Regal. That's what we have to realize, is what we take with us after the Moadim. Okay. Number eight, final, drasha. Amr Shimon Lakish, Umazuka Gevan Imshallah. This nation is compared to a vine. Zemuro Shaba Ilubali Batim. Its branches which support the grapes, Delubali Batim. They're the people who work, who are the Zvuluns. Eshkol Shaba Ilatamidachachamim. The grapes are the ones who are supported. The grapes, they give off the wonderful, delicious fruit and juice. Alin Shaba Ilu Ami Haaretz. The leaves, those are the Ami Haaretz. The leaves, what do you mean the leaves? Says Rashi, the leaves that protect from the wind and the rain. So that the Amei Aris, they do a lot of the scut work. They plow, they seed, right? And then they also help out. Kinoknos Sheba, what about the Kinoknos? Right, these little thing, parts of the branch that aren't worth anything. Eloi Kanesh of Israel, that's also part of the Jewish people also. These are the empty ones of Israel. V'hainu d'shalchem itam. That's what it meant when they sent the message from Eretz Yisrael. Liboy rachamim iskalya al alya. The eshkolos iskalya is like the word eshkol. The grapes should daven for the leaves. The omale alya lo miskaimin iskalya. Without the leaves, the grapes wouldn't be able to live. Meaning, all the Jews need each other, and we all have to make sure that we are all taken care of. Okay. Period. Next pasuk in Hosea. Va'echareha li bechamisha asar kasef. Says the Pasuk, Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Hashem says, I bought the Jews with something. So, the Ekareli b'chamisha asar kasef, Amar b'yachem shem shem yosadak, en kira lashem mechira, the Ekare is from a lashem of sale, shemar b'kivri asher karisili, says by the end of Parshas Bereishis, when Yaakov Avinu was buried, referring to Maris Mapelah, that I bought, b'chamisha asar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I bought it with 15. What does that mean? Zeteshvav b'nisan. I bought the Jews. They became my servants on Pesach. Shebo nigalo yisrael mimitzrayim. Right when they went out. They went from Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem. Kesef. What does that mean? I bought them with 15 kesef. Elut tzadikim. That refers to the tzadikim, the silver shining ones. V'cheinu omer tzror ha-kesef l'kach biyado. He took the tzror ha-kesef in his hand. Chomer sa'orim v'lesach sa'orim. What does the next phrase mean? Chomer is 30 sa'ah, Wesach is 15 sa'ah, Elu memhe, tzadikim, sha'olam iskayim b'yad. This is the 45 tzadikim that the world stands on. There's another Gemara that says that the 36, the Lamed Vavnix, now we're saying this, the Memhenix, right? The different chazas. The Eini Yodeya, but the Gemara says, I don't know, out of these 45, im shloshim kan v'tesvav be'eretz Yisrael, im shloshim eretz Yisrael v'tesvav kan. When the centers of Torah were in Bavel, they weren't sure. Whether the 30 of the 15, where was it? It was the center of the Torah, but Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. Kishu Omer Barecha Shloshim Akesef Ba'ashlichaso Beis Hashem El Ha'otzar. When it says, I'm going to take the 30 and throw them to the treasure house. What's the treasure house? Havi Omer Shloshim Eretz Yisrael V'tesof Kan. Eretz Yisrael has the Shloshim. Omer Abaya, finishing up. V'rubayu Mishtachi V'beik Nishta V'tusei Afta. You want to find these great rabbis? They're under the ledge in the shuls. What does that mean? Ben Yoyada is a beautiful pshat. Ben Yoyada says that because it's you don't have to, they're hidden. That's the point of these tzaddikim. They're hidden. They're not the obvious gdolim. They're the hidden ones that not everybody knows about. Even the shvelim, the nivzim, are included. V'hainu d'chsiv, one more pasuk related. V'omer aleihem, Hashem says to the umos, im to beinechem avu schari, if it's good in your eyes, give my schar. Rashi says, hachziru li esat tzadikim, sh'ayitem bekalam aleihem schar, give me the tzadikim, v'im lo chadalu, and if not, go away. Okay, a lot of symbolism here with the, again, deep thoughts related to HaKadosh Baruch Hu having a connection to Am Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, a different shot of the Shloshim, the 30 and the 15 in the Pasuk, not referring to the 45 hidden Tzadikim, but Elu Shloshim Tzadikei Umos HaOlam, She'Umos HaOlam Miskaimim Aleihem. There are 30 righteous Gentiles. Tzadikei Umos HaOlam, that the world stands on. That's the 30s. So that's 30 and 15. Ula Amar, Elu Shloshim Mitzvos, Shekiblu Aleim B'nei Noach. These are the 30 Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Really? Ve'ein, let's finish the line that we'll talk about it. Ve'ein Makayim B'nei Shlosha. And they only do 3 of them anyway, even though they have 30 to do. What 3 do they do? Achas. They only, 3 things they do. She'ein Kosin Ksuba L'Zacharim. They don't write a Ksuba to Zacharim. What does that mean? Even though in certain ages, says Rashi explaining the Gemara, they didn't abide by Mishkav Zachar, homosexuality, but they wouldn't make it official. They wouldn't write a ksuba for it. That enough, they had enough sneas for that. Our generation doesn't have that. We only do 2 of these. Right? Our world only has 2 of these. Right? The legalizing, that's more than ksuba. Ksuba is privatizing. Right? A national or right, that's the world we live in, we have to realize. We're coasting Ksuba L'Zacharim. That's the generation that we live in. V'yachah she'ein shoklim b'sar ha'meis b'makolin. And number 2 is not to weigh b'sar ha'meis in a regular marketplace. What does that mean? Rashi has 2 days, b'sar ha'meis. Either b'sar adam, even if they don't have enough, they don't have enough respect for b'sar adam, they wouldn't just eat it b'far hesya, in terms of cannibalism. They don't do that in public. The other side of Rashi says, no, b'sar, if you find an animal that died, right, died my asma. They don't. Meaning, there's a certain type of a cleanliness that they keep. 2 different shadar and Rashi has the achas shemachab nesat Torah. Whoa, I guess there's a certain time in history they were machabed the Torah. Those 3. Okay, let's get back to the first part though. What about the shemitzah? But it says the 30. Right, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah already says, and Baba Kama in 2 places that they don't keep them. They don't keep them, which a lot of times we look around. There are not too many Noahides out there. Couple of them. I once got an email from one, from Ahmed Aliyah. I got an email from a Noahide and from Memphis, I think. He wrote an email, is your community in Israel going to have room for Noahides? That was, that was an interesting email, how I had to respond. Anyway, but here it says 30 mitzvahs. 30 mitzvahs. I thought there was 7. So look at Rashi, bottom line. Lonis parshu. Rashi's not afraid to say, I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. Umehachu de kayalef. You learn from me about it. I don't know. So if you look in the Maharal Ranchberg, he says you got to look in the Asar Ma'amaros. So it was a Kabbalistic sefer, and I saw in a lot of the Shamsian Balacha and others, they all quote. He works out how what are the 30? He takes the 7 and expands them. But you don't have to look in the Asar Ma'amaros. You can look in the Chinuch, not specifically to figure out exactly which ones, but if you look in the Chinuch, it's a very important Chinuch. The mitzvah, the sefer Chinuch, the mitzvah Tav Tezayin, the mitzvah of Losis Ave. In the second Aseres Adibros, the Sefer HaKinuch says, Losis Ave, B'nai Noach are also included in. What do you mean it's not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs? Not desiring Losis Ave? He says it's included in Gezel. And now he says it's Yesod Gadol. We think there are 7, but there are 7 categories of mitzvos. There's a lot included in Avodah Zarah. There's a lot included in Gezel. There's a lot included in Gili Arayis. It's not just 7. It's not just 7 and there are 606 that are not. No. It's 7 major categories. But besides that, there are much more. It's a very important lashon. In Valtite Benibazeh. He wrote it to his son. Valtite Benibazeh. Ha-cheshmen shal sheva mitzvah v'ninoa. Ha-yadu v'amuska b'talmud. Ki be'emes ozan sheva hein kein klaus. Avo yish ben pratim harbe. There are many pratim. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give them each one of them as a mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakeh us. With separate mitzvahs, not just the categories. But he didn't give that schus to them. That's what the Sefer HaKinuch says. There's one other beautiful ha'ara. So the Torah Tamima says, maybe how specifically 30? How do you get 30, Dafka? So he says, we know that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. What is dinim? What does dinim mean? So the Rambam says, what is dinim setting up a court system? Setting up a court system to judge the other 6 mitzvahs. That's the Rambam's very limited shot of what dinim is. And the Ramban, in Parshas Vayishlach, says, what are you talking about? The Ramban says, it's Dina means setting up a viable judicial system, including Ona'a, Ribis, Mekach u'Memkar, setting up a legal system, a fair and just legal system. That's the mitzvah, the Raisa of Dinim for Shev Mitzvahs for B'nai Noach. That's what the Ramban says. All B'dinim Amonis are included, says the Torah Tamima. Aha! If you look in the beginning of Bava Kama, it says, how many Avos Tzikin are there? Four. But if you look on Daf Dalet, it says, Rabbi Chiya says this, and this, he says 11, he says 13, and the biggest one is 24. Some say there are 24 Avos Tzikin. It's just they're all included. Edom Zomin, and Motzish, and Ones, Bafat, all the Mamanist cases are included in the 24. It says the Torah Tzmima. That's your 30. The 24 is all part of Dinim, plus the other six. According to the Ramban, who says that it's about setting up a functioning legal court system, that's how one gets 30. That's the suggestion that the Torah Tamima has. We're going to look it up. It's in Bereishis. I'm not going to read it now for saving time. Perek Beis, Ha'ara Lamed Tes. Perek Beis, we're at the Pasuk about the Hashem Mizrei Noach is Ha'ara Lamed Tes. Okay, here we go. So now we're back to Gid Hanasha. Ve'inanoi Ba'of. The Mishnah said that Gid Hanasha does not apply to birds. Why? Because it doesn't have the spoon. The Mishnah said, Ein lo kaf. It doesn't have that spoon bone that it goes around. V'akachazin d'isle, it does. It does have the spoon. Ask the Gemara. Isle v'lo agil. It doesn't have a rounded one. It doesn't have a rounded one. That's what you need for get anasha. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, isle l'of v'agil. What if a bird has a rounded one? It's mutated. Or isle l'behema v'lo agil. Or a behema doesn't. My, what's the halacha? Busser di de azlina, do you go by the specific one in question? Or busser mine azlina, do you go by its type? Teku, so no answer given to that question. Do you go by its type, or do you go by it itself? The Rishonim here, the Rashba asks, this is an unanswerable question here. You don't know whether you go by the person or its type. Why by tefillin? Is it so obvious? What are we passing by tefillin? Weaker hand. Right, why don't we say most people in the world are righties? So everybody has to put tefillin on their left arm. It's like here, do you go by everybody? Do you go by this specific person? By tefillin, it's a davar pashut. What's ever seen here in tefillin? Says the Rashba, two answers. Number one, maybe a special limud by tefillin. Dechsiv yadcha, yad keha, gzeres akasiv. Lahaniach kol echad biyad keha shalo. Number one. And then he quotes, maybe because the source of this is Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov was a specific type. But he set the stage for all humans. And he goes through why Yaakov would be different. I'll read it. Dehacha diikal amezal baser minei mipnei shalom nasa lahem li yisrael elaydei maisa umay Yaakov umino sheyesh lahem kaf av kol shehu umino yesh lahem kaf. Yaakov has a kaf. So anybody in his type, you follow Yaakov. You don't follow each specific person later in the history. That's why this is a different case, because either it's exeris akasiv or you might go by Yaakov Avinu. Then he gets into an interesting discussion here. He says, what about chalitza? Big discussion about chalitza. Chalitza, we know, it's the right foot. She has to take off the right foot of the sandal of the right foot of the man. What if he's a lefty? What if he's a lefty? Major machlokas. Some say you do the right foot anyway. Some say, no, you do his left foot because it's stronger. Some say you do both. Some say the Ramban says, you can't do chalitza. You can't do chalitza because it's got to be the stronger foot, which is the right foot, and that's not true here. So you can't do chalitza. So the Torah quotes all these opinions in Ebn Ezer and Kuf Samach Tes. What to do about chalitza? Comes up if somebody's a lefty. Says, Sefer called Kasev B'smak, Afilu Iter, Cholis B'yamin. The smak says you right foot. Ava Bishu Smolo. V'yesh Omrim Shu Cholis B'shtein. Some say you do both. V'yesh Omrim Shita Cholis B'yamin Shalo. Shu Smosel Kaladam. V'hachim Istaver. Torah says, I think, use the left foot. Use the left foot, you go by the stronger foot. The B'chia Gavna? Amrina betfilin. Sheminiach besmolo, shu yamin kol adam. Right? So he brings the mucker from tefillin. He compares it to tefillin, but maybe he should compare it to Gidan Asha. Again, what is the Shulchan Aruch paskin? What are we paskin here? Kuf Samach Tes Chafei. If you have a lefty Yavam, so what is done? Let me just find it here for a second. Kuf Samach Tes Chafei. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ite baraglo, yesh omrim shecholes b'shtein. Some say both. He quotes that Ramban. Some say he's stuck. We do, both. So he's a lefty, we do right foot and left foot. So a little righty only righty. Okay, but that comes out of this Gemara about do you go by the type or do you go by the person? V'noeg b'shalil, back to the Gemara. The Gemara said that Gid Anasha is noheg by a fetus that was born. And we said there that was Rabbi Yehuda argues. So Amar Shmuel, the next 10 lines we had already. Way back in earlier in the Masechta. Amar Shmuel, v'chelbo mutu l'divrei kol. Shmuel says, but even though there's a machlokas about whether Gid Anasha applies to Shilil or not, everybody agrees that the chelev, which is usually not kosher, the chelev of this baby is mutter, because it's not called chelev. So chelbo demai, what chelev are we talking about? Ilema the Shalil, if we're talking about the Shalil, like I just explained it, that's not true of a miflat pligi, but there is a machlokas about it. Titanya, the Brisa says, noig b'shalil v'chelbo aser, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that... Remeir, remember you said, was the one that held that Ben Pekua requires Shechita, in most cases. So he said it's a real animal. So there's an Isser of Chelev, and the Gid Anasha applies to it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einer Oig B'Shalil V'Chel B'Mutter. So you see, if it can't be talking about Chelev of Shalil, there is a Machlokas about that. V'Yam Rabbi Lazar Oshia, Machlokas, what's the root of the Machlokas, Remeir Rabbi Yehuda, as we just said? Machlokas Ben Tishachai. Right, the machlokas is about a ben pakua who's alive. Falach ramei elishitaso, rabbi elishitaso. Right, back to the fourth parak. Ben pakua, major machlokas. So Shmuel can't be referring to that chelav when he says, but everybody in the Mishnah says a chelav is mutter. So ela chelbo the gid. Maybe we're talking about the chelav of the gid. So the Gemara says that also is a machlokas. Hamiflat pliyiba ditanya. The Brisa says gid anasha mechatir achrav b'chol makom shehu. Gid Anasha, you have to scoop out and get out every last drop. V'chotech shmeno meikaro. And get out the shuma, the fat on it from its root. To Rabbi Meir. Meir says, it's usur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, go muay mashofi. Rabbi Yehuda says, just get off until the, take it out and then level it off at the end of the gid, and that's all you have to do. So again, that can't be what Shmuel's talking about. That it's all mutter, everybody agrees it's mutter. There's a machlokas about that chaylev. So Gemara said, no, la olam chelbo the gid. It is talking about chelbo the gid. Umo de Shmuel to the Rabbi Meir. Midrabanan Asr. When Rabbi Meir says Asr, he means Midrabanan. Midaraisa, it's Mutter. Midaraisa is Mutter. Just Midrabanan is Asr. Titania, the Raisa says, Vishamna Mutter. Vishro Kadoshim Nagubo Isr. The Sham, the fat is Mutter, but Vishro don't eat it. My love, Rabbi Meir, he's our Mutter. Minatarbas, Midrabanan. So that's the suggestion. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. That it is Mutter Daraisa and Asr Midrabanan to take part of the Shuman of the Gid. Fine. Says the Gemara. Why do you think that Brisa is Rabbi Meir? Mi ma'adil Rabbi Yehuda hi. Maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda that says it's a chumra. Avol Rabbi Meir mi de Brisa nami aser. Maybe Rabbi Meir says it's aser totally. It's not just a chumra. Lo saka daitach. You don't think so. The Tanya. Because the different Brisa says, Gid Anasha mechatir achra b'chol makum shehu. You gotta get it out as much as you can. V'shimno mutter. But it's shuman is mutter. So, ma'an sham slay dis le chatita. Who is the one that says you gotta search and get it out as much as you can? Rabbi Meir. V'kamar shimno mutter. And it says the Shuman is Mutter, so you see Rabbi Meir holds that it is a Durabanan. Third Fahir is bothered. If Rabbi Meir holds that it's also Durabanan, how could Shmuel say, everybody agrees it's Mutter? It's very misleading. So the Ritva tries to deal with that. Maybe it's a minhag, it's not a din, and that's why you can still say Mutter. Okay, important machlok is coming up. Am Rabbi Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Ma'aseh Amarav. Lo Asra Torah Ela Kinoknos Shebo. Rabbi Yisrael bar Shmuel says, in the name of Rav, Gid Hanasha. It can't be the actual Gid is Usr, because that's not edible. It's got to be the kinoknos, the little parts of the cartilage, the veins, all the parts that come off that are somewhat softer, that's what must be Usr, because the Gid itself can't be Usr, because it's not edible. Ula Amar Eitzu Vatarachiva Alav. Ula says, what do you mean? No, that's the Chiddush HaTorah, even though it's not edible. Says the Rashba, this is exactly the same machlokas that we're going to have later on. Yesh begidin beno Saint Tom or ain begidin beno Saint Tom, right? Whether there's no Saint, it gives off taste or not. Is it just like a piece of wood, but it's still aser anyway because that's the zecher to Yaakov Avinu or not? So Rashba says right here, this is the same machlokas. Tosfos, you can look at, tries to figure out why the Gemara didn't link the two, and that's what Tosfos thinks. It must be a different machlokas. Either way, that's. Tells in the Rashba. One more section. Amar Abaya, Kavasi Dula Mistavra. I think Ula is correct. Who said it's even though it's not edible, the Torah still answers Mistavra. Amar Rav Sheshes. Amar Ravasi Chutin Shebechelev Asurin. Ravasi says that the Chutin in the Chelev are Asur Midrabanan. I mean Chayev and Alein. You're not Chayev. So what do you see in Chelev? Alma Chelev Amar Achmanav Lo Chutin. The little chutin that come off of the chalev are not called chalev. So hachanami git amar achman of lo kinokno. So too, when the Torah says git anash is asur, it can't mean that not the actual git, just the stuff that's connected to it. So that's why it must be Rav Asi says that ula is correct. Okay, we'll have to stop here. That's when we'll continue tomorrow night. Will be Tuesday's daf. Tomorrow night again, right after Ma'ariv.